Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can get all the information you need. If you'd like to subscribe to the paper, you can get it as a PDF in your email, or you can get a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. We also offer bundles to be sent to congregations. All of this is free of charge. Just let us know what we can do for you. Today, I want to read an article to you from the January 1983 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. The article was written by Wendell Winkler, and the title is, Where Are the Headquarters for the Church of Christ? Before I read the article, I just want to say this is a subject that I have approached, or that I've been approached about several times over the years being a preacher. And it is always the case that folks are surprised when you tell them there is no board of directors, there is no headquarters, there's no city where you can go to find the conference or anything like this. There's nothing like that. And it's because most folks in the denominational world are familiar with things such as the Southern Baptist Convention, the Assemblies of God Convention, things of this nature. And when you tell them that there is no place on earth that you can go to find a centrally located board or conference, they're really surprised. So, this is one of the unique features of the Church of Christ that stands out in Scripture. And so, I'll read this article to you and then make some comment. Though some may have their headquarters in Rome, Italy, Anderson, Indiana, or Salt Lake City, Utah, the Lord's Church has no earthly headquarters. The headquarters of a body or institution is the place where the head resides and the place from whence orders or laws come to govern the subjects. Jesus is said to be the head of the church. And he is the head of the body, the church, Colossians 1:18. Also, and he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, Ephesians 1:22 and 23. Christ, as the head of the church, resides in heaven. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, 1 Peter 3:21 and 22. Since headquarters is where the head resides and Christ as the head of the church resides in heaven, the headquarters for the church of Christ is in heaven. This is the place from whence all laws governing the church come. The church of our blessed Lord has no earthly council of men who sit as a legislative body to formulate laws and bylaws to govern members of the church. Such a system is foreign to the New Testament and is an infringement on the supreme authority of heaven. According to the pattern, each congregation is a local, independent body with its own self-government under the higher authority of heaven. The Church of our Lord, universally speaking, has no earthly organization with an earthly head or bishop or other offices. However, the Scriptures do speak of the local congregation being organized with elders, Acts 15:4, deacons, 1 Timothy 3:8, evangelists, 2 Timothy 4:5, and members, Romans 12:4 and 5. We cannot afford to change this arrangement. Israel changed God's arrangement of government and desired a king to be like the nations round about them. Samuel, one of God's prophets, was displeased with Israel's request for a king. God spoke to Samuel and said, "For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." 1 Samuel 8:7. In rejecting God's arrangement of government, they rejected Him. So that's the end of that article. It's a little bit brief, but it makes the point well. God has a specific design for His church in the New Testament. One of the things that you need to think about when we think about the governing style, if you will, or the organizational structure of the churches of Christ, is that one of the things that it does is safeguard against wholesale apostasy. You know, as local bodies, as local autonomous congregations, each church of Christ, each congregation is responsible for its own direction. It's under the oversight of elders who are to be governed by the Word of God and to shepherd the church of God, as we're told in Acts chapter 20 and verse 8, and other passages like 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4. But if you have a centrally located earthly headquarters where you have legislative bodies and where you have councils and meetings and discussions of doctrines and practices, and then those decisions come down to your area or even around the world. What if the headquarters is wrong? What if the governing body has made a mistake? What if they are in the process of departing from the New Testament? We know, all you have to do is read the New Testament, and we know that there are multiple times where there are warnings against departures from the faith. One of the passages that I think of is 1 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul writes, the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. And there are many others that warn against a departure. Well, if you have, again, a centrally located, earthly-bound institution that's making up rules and laws and bylaws and constitutions, they're men. They can be wrong. And I think something else that is significant in this discussion is what Jesus told the apostles himself. So I'm going to open my Bible here real quick to Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18. Jesus, in speaking to his disciples, said, "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And those phrases, "will be bound in heaven" and "will be loosed in heaven," if you just look at the English, you might think, well, you know, whatever decisions the apostles would go on to make on earth, God would then approve it after they made the decision. When you study the Greek language, you see that that's not at all what it says. This is a perfect tense, passive voice participle. In other words, here's a way to translate it literally. "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will have already been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will have already been loosed in heaven." Jesus is absolutely giving his apostles authority, but he's giving them the authority to announce on earth what God had already decided. The perfect tense in the Greek language is an action that's already completed, and it's complete in the present time. See, God is the ruler. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. They're not making it up as they go along, and they certainly are not allowing men to make things up as they go along. You know, it's like Jesus said in Matthew 28 and verse 18, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth." So back to the article, where are the headquarters for the Church of Christ? They're with Jesus Christ in heaven at the right hand of the Father. He's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords, 1 Timothy 6:15, and we are to submit to his rule as we have it recorded for us in Scripture. We're not free to make it up on our own. We're not free to have earthly councils and synods and associations and conventions to make up church policy as we go along. It's already been settled in heaven, and thank God we have the revelation of that in Scripture. All right, I appreciate you listening today. Again, that was an article from the January 1983 edition of Fulton County Gospel News written by Wendell Winkler. Again, if you'd like the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and get a hold of us, and we'll add you to one of our mail lists. If you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com or download the free app on your Android or Apple device and become a follower of Fulton County Gospel News. Thanks again for listening today, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.